Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening. And now, live on HBO, it's time!
Welcome to the Sporting Base, where radio has never been better. Of course. In case this is your first time, I go by the name of Marcus, and right next to me is Calvin. Calvin, how are you doing, man?
I'm good and you, man.
Great, man. So what I'll be speaking about is what is new. What's new in the sports industry?
What is new?
Dylan White. That's what's new. First, that's what's new.
Dylan White,
just to remind you, Mr. Carl, in case you didn't know, Dylan White was the guy who was supposed to fight Anthony Joshua.
What are we talking about specifically?
So Dylan White is coming back. Dylan White is fighting. He might fight against Alexander Povetkin.
We're talking about boxing here.
Yes,
we're talking. I'm wondering.
Yes, we're talking about boxing. So Dylan White, he wants to fight Alexander Povetkin. But I'm having doubts with Dylan. Reason why, just to test, he was tested for having steroids in his body.
I think there was, 2 years, 3 years ago?
Yeah, 2 years, 3 years ago, 100%.
Yeah, it depends now, because you might have seen a shot. Mm. Yeah, you know, people change, man. I don't know, I might be wrong, but obviously for the fact that he's back, which means he's proven to not have the stuff in his system anymore.
For the fact
that they pulled him back. But now, we don't know what he is, you know what I'm saying? We don't know what he's capable of now.
Anything can happen in 2 years, you know? 100%.
Maybe he's way different now. Maybe he's the Stipe version of boxing. You never know. So, yeah, I think we'll be able to tell after this fight.
No, 100%.
It's been long.
Yeah, it's been long that we've seen. Because now, with Anthony Joshua and Tyson Fury, they're having another discussion with regards to the fight. Now they're discussing the location and how much the fight will be.
Yeah.
And now, I know,
I'm sick of it. I even forgot. I've made my decision. Guys, whoever loves boxing heavyweight championships, between Tyson and Anthony, we freaking know who will lose. Simple. I feel like Anthony is freaking pushing this thing back. One thing I can One thing I can promise you for sure.
Hey,
the Gypsy King Tyson Fury can fight anytime, bro.
Okay,
that guy, you can tell him in 3 days. The reason I'm saying this, I know his attitude towards fighting. I see him, so he's a guy that would pull it in. In this regard, I don't know. I haven't seen much.
No, we're going to have a debate about this.
Anthony, let's keep scared of Tyson Fury.
What?
Period.
Calvin, that is an insult. No, we're going to have this debate at the end. First, we're gonna discuss this whole thing of Povetkin versus Dylan White. Then we're gonna discuss the whole thing about Anthony Joshua and Tyson Fury. As to, why are you saying what you're saying and what you've seen? You get what I'm saying? So, guys, we'll be right back. Radio has never been better.
Music is hot music.
Radio has never been better.
Welcome back, everyone. Radio has never been better. So we're going to discuss a bit more about Dylan White. So it says here, Dylan White, a controversial journey built on sheer grit, has already taken him far, far further than expected. But the rematch with Alexander Povetkin will reveal if your life has hit his ceiling. White has fled the Povkin twice, scumbled to a huge knockout blow in the first fight in aiming for the redemption tonight from 7 p.m. live. So, as you know, for the past listen, Mr. Calvin. Dylan.
Yeah?
Dylan White. So, for the past, 2 years, okay, a lot can happen in 2 years, but what happened in when he wanted to fight, there were steroids in his body. I'm having doubt, but at the same time, look, Alexander Povkin is good. I've seen him fight. He's just like a Vladimir Klitschko. Yes.
Now, here's the thing. Joshua beat Alexander Povkin, right?
Ah! Okay. So what's your point?
We can't really say he's good because Dylan was supposed to fight Anthony. Obviously, what happened with steroids happened.
Mm.
But looking at his track records, he's been quite nasty. I think Dylan, if we had to give, in fact,
okay,
because Anthony is so scared of Tyson, I think we should.
We should
give him Dylan.
What? Did you just say you?
I'm tired, man.
Joshua.
I remember early last year, 2020. I think it was Jan or Feb, but
okay.
We have been speaking about this freaking rematch happening in March.
Are you blaming Joshua? Is that what you're saying?
Well,
are you blaming Joshua?
It looks like Joshua. Well, okay, let's put it like this.
Okay.
It's Joshua, even if it's not him making the calls, but it's his team. You know what I'm saying? He's also involved because he knows what he wants. If he really wants the fight, he was going to push. You know?
Are you saying Joshua is not he's not pushing his team for the fight?
Basically, there's no confidence in Joshua.
You have
to convince your boss or whoever's running you in training or
yes.
You have to show. Okay, I'm not saying he's not showing, but you need to show them that you can win this, you want to do this, you're looking forward to this.
But from Joshua.
With Tyson Fury, that's not the case. Mm. So, with Joshua, with Tyson Fury, so if we take it back to the UFC now, getting out of there.
Yeah, okay.
So, he is white ticket because he wants to relax and show. No.
Okay.
The Gypsy King, Tyson Fury is like...
Okay.
The UFC version at the sign.
Okay.
He has a big mouth and he can chew a lot. So there's Tyson Fury. He's been beating everyone. Now, don't get me wrong. I've been a Joshua fan for a while.
But now, doubting him.
Now, it's because of the decisions they are making and they're taking long to freaking fight Tyson Fury.
But what if it's another way around, though?
I doubt it, bruh. Tyson...
No.
We know Tyson, and he said it after his fight that anytime he's going to fight Anthony Joshua.
Okay. So you may find that Joshua, he wants to fight, but his team is busy stopping Joshua.
I think he's not confident. I dismiss
it. What?
You can tell by the way. So if we go and look at the track record like last year, the way they were, the fighters always throw comments at each other, cocky.
Mm-hmm.
Joshua wasn't much cocky with Tyson, but Tyson is crazy.
No, 100%.
He was challenging him anytime to say, "Look, bro, if you really want me, anytime we could schedule this and fight." So, I doubt it's the Gypsy King here.
I'm saying it's not Joshua's fault though; it's his team.
But we don't know that.
It's his team.
Because here's one thing for sure that hypes supporters.
Okay.
You as a fighter, you need to show that you want this. Now, here's the thing.
Okay.
Tyson Fury has more lovers than Anthony Joshua. That's because he has the passion for the sport. I'm not saying Anthony hasn't, but
okay.
Tyson is better in that than
in that category.
Yeah, he's way better than Anthony.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. I totally understand, but like I say, we don't know. It may be him, it may be him. But it's because
He's supposed to be giving us evidence that I want to fight this guy.
But the thing
we've been seeing videos of the Gypsy King, Tyson Fury, in his office saying, any day I could kill that guy.
But
he's too slow. He said he's big and slow.
Is it because of Joshua went to Nigeria for a vacation?
No,
is it because of that?
Don't get me wrong. People go back to their homelands and celebrate, but I picked up the fact that Joshua doesn't have a passion for fighting.
Oh my God!
Tyson is looking forward to fighting Anthony Joshua. Joshua hasn't shown us through his freaking videos that, okay, hey guys, I'm looking forward to beating him. It's a thing of they talk a lot.
Are you saying that because you say he's getting comfortable because he's champion? Because,
well,
is that what you said?
I might probably be right. He might probably be getting comfortable. I don't know. But all I'm saying is that the energy where I pick it up on this fight is from the Gypsy King.
So are you saying
Tyson Fury? And it's boring like that to have one fighter looking forward to the fight and then one fighter not really. So
you're saying that Anthony Joshua is not hyped up like he used to be because you know how hyped up Joshua is.
Yeah.
With towards his fights. It's like, okay, I'm ready to fight this guy. But you're not seeing it with the
Gypsy King.
Because
that guy has no loss. I think he has 40 something fights.
Okay, 100%.
And all of them are wins.
Okay, I respect the Gypsy King. I mean, he beat Vladimir Klitschko when he was still in his prime, 100%. And Joshua actually beat him when Alexander Povetkin was like getting old and all that stuff. So, look, big ups to Tyson Fury.
Thank you.
But I'm not losing faith in Anthony Joshua, though. Anything can happen, Mr. Calvin. Are you saying? Yeah, okay. It's not going to be a walk in the park.
I think his opponent also, the Gypsy King, put fear in him.
All the things he was mentioning
about Anthony Joshua,
I'm listening.
They were actually true. He's like, first of all, Anthony Joshua has power in his punching.
Okay, right.
Second of all, he's big.
Okay.
But his weaknesses is he can't dive away from a punch. Joshua, true. Why all of Joshua's fights? He always eats punches. He's strong. But when he delivers, obviously he makes his opponents want to fall. But he can't dive away punches. Now, here's the thing.
Okay.
Anthony, the Gypsy King, Tyson Fury.
Yeah.
That guy is fat. He's not buff. He's fat.
Yeah, 100%.
You see the fat.
Yes.
That guy can duck a punch, bro. He's fast. 100%. He can duck a punch. That's already two advantages against Anthony Joshua. First of all, he's heavy and he's slow.
Well,
he's not fast compared to Tyson Fury. Well, I've been watching their fights.
Mm.
Tyson Fury, as big as he is, he moves. He likes moving a lot.
Yes.
His body is always on vibration mode. Like, he's always even if you scare him, he's always showing you that he's ready to dive or move away from you. Example, Dante Wilder. Did you see how many fists he was able to avoid from Dante Wilder, as big as he was? And Dante Wilder is freaking fast.
Oh, okay.
But he caught him, he stunned him too many times. Now you look at Joshua. I don't know, he might have.
Okay.
He might be faster, but one thing for sure I know about Joshua. He eats punches.
Okay.
He eats a lot. They hit his face as well. As much as he hits the opponent, they hit him.
Okay.
With the Gypsy King, you're not going to want that. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to want to be hit every time because he is strong as well.
But look, what I've noticed about Joshua, he can adapt very fast. You get what I'm saying? He can.
I don't know.
No, he can.
He's a British fighter. I think they're both British.
They're both British.
It's crazy.
Yes, they're both British.
Who is the British king?
Yeah, now, okay. Who is going to be the British king now? But you are saying that because you have ever seen Anthony Joshua posting.
Bro, we've been on this together.
Yes,
you
100%
know,
yes.
We've been running with Anthony for a while.
Yes, I totally understand that. But you can't justify just because the Gypsy King Tyson Fury is showing on social media that I'm ready doesn't mean Anthony Joshua, just because he's not posting, he's ready. He's not ready.
Besides posting, you're supposed to feel the energy.
Oh my God.
There's no. When last have you seen? I love YouTube. I love watching UFC stuff, boxing stuff.
Okay.
When last? You can check now. I'm sure it's 2 months ago or a month ago.
Okay.
Long. But Anthony Joshua doesn't post a lot about him training.
Are you losing confidence
and
in Anthony?
If you go to the Gypsy King, you can see. Well, you see him sometimes on vacations on his video.
Only on vacation? You said that leads me to the question. Are you saying you're losing confidence because he took a vacation?
No, he's not really. Okay, let me put it this way. He's not looking forward as much as Tyson Fury to the fight. Tyson Fury is looking forward to it.
You're going according to what you see. You say, okay.
The result.
The Gypsy King.
The result.
He's going to take it because I've seen his training. I've seen the way he's performed.
I've seen the way he speaks. It makes sense.
But you don't see that for Anthony Joshua. You're like, hey, whoa, what's going on?
And that's what's happening. For the fact that they don't want to fight the Gypsy King that day. Because they take, why am I saying that? We still don't have a date.
Okay, 100%.
Last year we knew it was 2021 March. I don't know which day, but I remember if we can go back to our shows,
we'll find
that show where we spoke about 2021 March. I still said March. I remember.
Yes, I remember.
We were going to fight March. Now, guess what they're doing in March? They're freaking discussing. What discussion? We've been waiting for this guy.
But you're blaming that on Joshua.
Definitely.
Is that what you're blaming it on Joshua?
I've been searching the champions. Oh. I've been watching them online. I see the difference. I see who's focused, who's hyped, who's looking for.
But you don't know what's happening behind closed doors. Just because the Gypsy King is posting on social media that I am ready for Anthony.
Well, by the way, he's not the only one posting. His fans post about
his fans. Yes,
even him.
100%
to show that. Okay, yes. Some of his not fully. You're right, but not fully that they know his lifestyle. But you know what he's about. He wants to beat Anthony Joshua.
Okay,
that's what
you've not seen that from Anthony though.
Yep.
Okay, look,
I'll be an Anthony fan after this fight. For now, I'm a Gypsy King.
Okay, 100%. So according to social media, what you've seen in social
media. Besides social media and the energy.
Oh no.
The energy, bro. You have to feel the energy in the fight.
You're blaming it on Joshua. I totally understand your point because you have seen on social media. You're blaming it on Joshua. I've seen Joshua's team. I think you have been hearing Joshua's team was
And another proof for me is the way he won against against someone who took his belt.
Oh yes, Andy Ruiz.
Andy Ruiz. So first of all,
he went.
I think it was 3 or 5 rounds.
Yeah, to see
with Andy Ruiz. For a champion, he never dropped Andy Ruiz. Andy Ruiz wasn't true. Mm. He messed up. They took the belt from him.
Okay.
But the second fight, he fought well. True, but he was supposed to drop that guy. Simple.
Wait,
he was supposed to knock him out or something. The way he won, Andy Ruiz was also freaking holding on to that. What he killed Andy Ruiz with this time is that he wasn't.
He was stamina.
Focused. He was moving. He was able to.
Okay,
adjust.
I get what you're saying.
So yeah.
So okay, you have. So now you're going back
There's too many arguments.
Okay, I understand. You're going back to that fight now.
He won. He won, but the way he won, I wasn't pleased.
He took
his belts back. You're right.
No, listen.
But Andy Ruiz he was also focused. He was charged, and he knew because Andy Ruiz, we saw he caught him also.
No, but the thing is stamina, dude. Stamina. It's because of he didn't have stamina to last until the 12th round. Yes, he did last it until the 12th round. But did you see how tired Ruiz was? You get what I'm saying? But I understand you say, Joshua, you were supposed to drop
him. We need
him.
To look at the facts, yeah.
You're supposed to drop Andy Ruiz.
Andy Ruiz, yeah. He has power and he has a long range. He's taller than him. The reach, he has more advantage. That's why he fought the way. The second fight he fought, he respected Andy Ruiz, if I can put it like that. He wasn't, let's not say he was focused. If you look at the first fight, he was attacking him the whole time.
I understand.
But Andy Ruiz was able to catch him with good ones and put him on the floor.
Okay.
But Anthony was dominant in that first fight.
Okay,
remember?
100%, yeah, okay.
But Andy Ruiz just caught him at the right time. Second fight, he just had control of the fight.
Exactly.
He never stinged him. We're talking about.
Okay.
You
were expecting that, okay. Second fight, it has to be a knockout.
Someone must be looking.
Somebody has to be knocked out here. But you were happy that Anthony Joshua won. But you're confessing now that the way one
yeah.
is a problem.
That's, and the reason I'm telling you all of this stuff, not that I have an issue, to compare this guy and to look the, at to the Gypsy King. You go
okay,
and
yes, the Gypsy King's fight. Yes, okay.
As well, and you see the difference between the fighting and the
mentality. Okay, I understand what
they're both
saying.
British, don't get me wrong, but one there has to be one winner.
Yes, I understand that. Look, you can disagree with me, right? But they're both good. They're both good, Mr. Cole.
Yeah, but there's a difference.
A slight percentage
of a difference.
Oh, okay. So, scale from 1 to 100. How would you rate Anthony Joshua how much?
Anthony Joshua would give him a 7.
100.
Tyson, out of not 10%,
10%. I would say...
I'd give him 70%. Okay.
70%.
And then
Tyson Fury?
Tyson Fury, 94.
Woo! Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So you're saying just that 24% makes a difference?
That shows they're good, but that's a big difference.
There's a minor difference, Mr. Cobb. I would understand you say 50%. I'll say, okay, now we're talking. But the fact that you say 70%, which means you still have that thing in you that says, Anthony might take.
But he's far. He's on 70 and he's 24 points far from.
Okay.
Now that's not a small.
I'm just waiting, Mr. Coven, for this fight. I'm just waiting for the date. And if it means that we have to chat for 4 weeks to make a show just about that fight, I'll do it.
And after Tyson Fury wins, you must repent.
Okay, but if Anthony Joshua wins, you must repent.
I told you the same thing about Israel Adesanya and
Jan
Blachowicz. I'm like, there is an advantage. There might be. So I didn't say I'm not confident in Izzy. I just said I'm not sure. Because.
But with this one, it's different.
This one is different. I can feel the energy.
You're like,
I see. Okay, social media, true. Most of the stuff in social media are not true.
Exactly.
But you pick up the energy.
Okay. The bottom line is, look, I don't know who's going to win. I'm giving it to Anthony.
That's for the fact that Tyson Fury can stand on social media and give his word to beating Anthony Joshua.
Okay, 100%.
It shows he's 100%. A fighter that's looking forward to beating him. That's why he has to tell everyone on social media.
Man.
Now, we look at Anthony Joshua, who's not confident in telling everyone that he can beat the Gypsy King.
The bottom line is you are disagreeing that Anthony Joshua is not posting. That means he doesn't even stand a chance.
He's not giving his fans as to simple. Let's put it this way. You've been putting it that way a lot of times. He's not telling his fans what his fans want to hear. Simple.
Okay, let's just...
Because then if you're telling your fans what they want to hear, they will hype you up. They will post you. They will look forward to you like the Gypsy King. And I'm an Anthony fan, but for now, I will switch to the Gypsy side.
Wow, what a disappointment, Mr. Calvin.
It's just for this.
No, it's not. It's a disappointment.
You must know how to pick your side.
Okay, I get you. But you're
on the losing side.
Oh, my word.
Now you're on the losing side.
All right. That is it for today. But if you want to listen to some more shows, you can go to www.activefm.ca. And please, I just want to add a side note. Please comment as to why Calvin is saying what he's saying. Do you disagree? I want you guys to please.
And you need to give your
disagree.
Facts.
I need disagree,
facts,
please.
I have my facts.
Please give facts as well. Please give your point of view.
And they can find us on Facebook.
Please. In fact, catch us on one platform, on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook on ActiveFM 777, which is the number of heaven.
Of course.
Of course. And please give your opinion as to why. Why?
I believe. I gave Marcus a solid opinion.
No. It's not solid yet.
He doesn't agree with it.
No,
but it's not solid.
No, it is not solid. No, it's not
but
solid.
But you feel the energy.
I get what you're saying, but I still disagree. I'm sorry. But we're going to see next week, same time, same place. From myself and Calvin, we're going to say peace out and God bless. This is the Sporting Base where radio has never been better.
Like what you're listening to?
Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777,
and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
ActiveFM Radio has never been better.